guests at the PNE Forum on Sunday, May 25th, 2008. Brought to you by Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Welcome to the Tanner Manor on CITR FM 101.9, alive and screaming. I'm your host, Jolly John Tanner, cracking the bullwhip. Yeah, the bullwhip is cracking. Can you hear it? And the peas are popping. I don't have a cover on my microphone. Where did it go? Crack the bullwhip here in the kingdom of the crystal skull. Okay. I'm going crazy here because nothing works, but we'll get the other two CD players to work. You just hold on. I'll get my hammer out. I'll be right back. Okay, the hammer didn't work, folks. I don't know what's going on here. So maybe I've just got one CD player that's going to work today. So here, we'll just take the background sound out of number one, and we'll work on number two and three. We do have two other CD players here, and, you know, eventually they will work. I can't guarantee it, but we'll try. All right.
To do with you on any
The Dears from Montreal, Ticket to Immortality. Thank you, Dears, from a few years back. Nothing new from them lately. Okay, I think we've got the problem with the CD players worked out. Usually it's number three that's messing up, but now it's number two. Can't get a peep out of it. Oh, well. Started that off with We Are Scientists doing Ghouls. Their title of their album is Brain Thrust Mastery, and We Are Scientists are from New York, and apparently they got their name from a conversation they had with a U-Haul worker who asked if they were scientists after looking them up and down and asking if they were brothers. I don't know. You know, that people have the weirdest name for their bands and how they get it. Well, there was one instance. Well, here we are rolling along on another Monday. Oh, now I got the right side of my headphones working. Whoa, amazing stuff. And I found the little fuzzy thing to put on the microphone so I don't pop my peas here anymore. Now, it's unfortunate I don't have any background music because I had some spooky stuff to play right at this point when Dark Matter Man enters the scene. Yes, Dark Matter Man has a full moon alert. Full moon alert. As of now, 6:11 p.m., the moon is full and officially the smallest full moon of 2008. That's because it's at apogee, 406,403 kilometers away. And if you're out there later tonight watching the full moon, you might notice it glides slowly under the red giant star Antares in Scorpius, just 0.2 degrees north of the moon, actually. That's the Dark Matter Man alert. Full moon is out right now. Can you see it? It should be... Oh, it's not going to rise till sunset. Oh, we'll have to wait till
You've
just before
been
9.
Checking on my facts and I admit I have been lax in double screening. What I say, it wasn't funny anyway. I stand corrected. I stand corrected.
Show me.
Arcade Fire and Black Mirror here at Radio Radio on CITR. Arcade Fire is busy at work on their first film score for the Richard Kelly movie The Box. Now, apparently that information was not supposed to be released to the public, but it came out according to Pitchfork. And The Box apparently is a Twilight Zone-style thriller starring Cameron Diaz and James Marsden as a couple who come into the possession of a mysterious box that can produce millions of dollars. All they have to do to collect the cash is press a button within the box. The catch: somebody will die if they do. Seems to me I've... Sounds familiar. Was it a Twilight Zone? Not sure. Just before Arcade Fire and Black Mirror, good luck on your music score for The Box. Vampire Weekend, another New York band, and something called I Stand Corrected. They were, quote in Rolling Stone, said that guaranteed to make you at least 40% happier than when you put it on. That's of the group Vampire Weekend. So it goes. Too Tall Tanner here, all by my lonesome, till about 7:30, and then we'll let Gary Kay out of his box for Radio Free Gack. Now, if we can learn how to pronounce this band, Renminbi. The album is called The Phoenix. This is Radio Radio. Okay, that's it, guys. Broken Social Scene presents Kevin Drew from That Spirit If CD and backed out on the blank, blank. We're not supposed to tell you what the word is, but you may have figured it out. Some phallic symbol there. Just before Kevin Drew, we had a little renminbi, and in case you haven't heard, and I know economists already know about the renminbi, if I'm saying it correctly, the Chinese currency that has that is appreciated by double digits, while the dollar is nosedive. But of course, other fans know renminbi as a most instrumental digi-rock outfit from Brooklyn. And there you go. And their latest CD is called The Phoenix. And as this is Asian Heritage Month, and one of the members of the two members of the band is Lisa Liu, I guess we could include that in Asian Heritage Month music play. Oh, it's exactly at the bottom of the hour right now. And even though the moon is officially full, it may be up in Toronto, but, you know, they're the center of the universe, but it hasn't risen here yet. So we'll have to wait till around just before 9 o'clock if you happen to have a clear sky. Is it still crummy out there? Okay, but at least it's not cold anymore, right? So it's warm. It's cozy. This is Radio Radio. I'm Jolly John, and let's have a party.
I feel it in my leg. I feel it in my shoe. Tell me, pretty baby, if you think you feel it too, let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. Send to the store, let's buy some more, let's have a party tonight. So baby, pat your lips. And regulate your weight. And bring along your shovel if you really want to dig. Let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. Then do the store, let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bat. I've never kissed a goo. But I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. Yes, in case you didn't realize, that's the name of the song, Let's Have a Party, and that's a song that actually goes back. Now, we had we kicked that off with Elvis Presley doing an alternate take of that song, an alternate master, but the original actually from the movie Loving You, 1957. Wanda Jackson doing the latter version there, backed by Gene Vincent's Blue Caps. That originally was released in 1958 and then re-released in 1960 when it became a hit up to number 37 on the Billboard charts. I thought it should have got a lot higher than that. It was a big party favorite back in the 60s, but there you go. By the way, Wanda Jackson actually dated Elvis, and Wanda Jackson, has actually recorded with bands like The Cramps and Elvis Costello. She's still around out there, and she's still doing it. Actually, if you Google it or go to YouTube, you can see her then and now doing that. She was originally actually a country music singer. You can tell by her voice, I'm sure. Well, we're not too many minutes away from hearing another UFO report on the strange world of unidentified flying objects with our UFO expert, Michael Strainick. But until then, we thought we'd take you back to the big smoke-in we had down at City Hall not too long ago. And just a note for all of you from our dear friend Joey Shithead Keithley. Oh, sorry, Joe. It's not Joey anymore. Joe Shithead Keithley and his Band of Rebels on Radio Radio.
Loose. I didn't shoot, Doc. No gun. Listen, bro. I was on trying to help me.
Some fun.
It was only a chase.
Homegrown.
Yeah, the chief man. They spoke it. And the president got a tool. Yeah, do man. They go on the ground. I tell ya true.
But you must be loose. But you must be loose.
Cool.
Bust it loose.
I only had
one joint.
Yeah, dude, man. I was on trying to help me.
Some fun.
Would you bust it loose? I didn't shoot.
No gun.
Listen, bro. I was on trying to help me.
Some fun.
It was only a taste.
Homegrown.
Yeah, the chief man, they spoke it. And the president, he got it too. Yeah, do man, they grow the crap. I tell ya true.
Watch out, bust it loose. Come on, bust it loose. Na, 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 D.A. Hebrew man, going old school. Yeah, do man, no square ways. Just keep it green.
That's cool.
Bust it loose. One joint,
yeah, do man.
I'll
sometimes help me.
Some fun,
won't you bust it loose? I didn't shoot,
no gun.
Listen, bro,
it was only
curious.
Home go, won't you bust it loose? Won't you bust it loose? Come on, bust it loose.
I'll sometimes help me.
Some fun,
I was only trying to help me.
Some fun.
Some fun.
Blue jean, baby, with your big blue eyes. Don't want you looking at other guys. Got to make you give me one more chance. I can't keep still, so baby, let's dance. Well, the blue jean bop, it's the bop for me. Well, it's the bop, it's a dungaree, dungaree. You dip your hip, free your knee. Squeal on your heel, baby, one, two, three. Well, the blue jean bop, blue jean bop, baby. Blue jean bop, blue jean bop, baby. Blue jean bop, baby, won't you bop a jean? Bop, yeah, bop! Baby, when I
bop with you. Well, hell, my heart starts a-hopping like a kangaroo. My feet do things I've never done before. Well, blue jean, baby, give me more, more, more. Well, blue jean bop, baby, blue jean bop, baby, blue jean bop. Baby, won't you bop with jean? Rock it again, blue cat, go! Baby, won't you bow for G?
Blue cap, bow for G now, let's go!
Yes, a blue jean bow. A blue jean, bob, baby. A blue jean, a blue jean, bob. A blue jean, a blue jean, bob. A blue jean, a baby, won't you bob a jean?
All right, there he is. Well, we mentioned Wanda Jackson was backed up when she did Let's Have a Party by the Blue Caps, that Gene Vincent's band. And there was Gene right there for you doing Blue Jean Bop. And that was from 1957? Let's see, track four. Well, from 1956. Well, there you go. That does take us back a few years. It kind of ages yours truly. But then what can you do when you're a senior, you know? Before Blue Jean Bop and Gene Vincent, when they really knew how to rock and bop, Joey Shithead Keithley, I keep calling him Joey, you know, it's hard to get used to calling him Joe. Sorry, Joe. Anyway, Bust Me Loose, you know the song, yeah, won't you bust me loose? I only had one joint. Yeah, dude, man, I was only trying to have some fun. I didn't shoot no gun. Listen, bro, I was only trying to have some fun. It was only just homegrown. Oh, well, you know what it's like. All right, well, I tell you what it's like. There's a lot of strange things going on in the sky. Now, you never read about it in the newspaper. You have to go online. You have to search out these things. But if you Google just UFO, you'll get a whole pile of stuff. And we've got a UFO expert on the phone here to give us a quick rundown and some of the latest sightings around the world. And here he is, Michael Strainick.
Good evening, John. Okay, quick news report. The Vatican, again, is talking about UFOs and aliens. They do this every year or two. I think it's probably to finance their observatory. And a NASA engineer has just written a book on space travel, and he has a theory, and that was based on his tenure when he was stationed at Langley Air Force Base. Now, Langley Air Force Base happens to be Langley, Virginia, which is also the home of the CIA, so make of that whatever you want. Okay, around North America, it's pretty well scattered. We've got reports from odd places that we don't hear from too much. Wyoming, Colorado, Georgia, Tennessee, Indiana. They may make an Indiana Jones movie about that flap. New Hampshire, New Jersey, and a couple of tentative reports out of Newfoundland, which may or may not be the hot spot of Canada traditionally, is either Newfoundland or Nova Scotia. The southern hemisphere is extremely active, and the big news is, of course, the Argentine flap that I mentioned before that is continuing with a lot of close encounters and a lot of photographs. We're getting way too many photos, and that doesn't work too well with radio. And as well, Australia is still rocking out, and especially at the moment in the Australian Northwestern Territories. And this includes reports from the Australian Navy itself. That's always nice when we get something from military and government sources. So that's what's been flying around.
Whoa. Now, somebody mentioned that to me today, actually, before I left work at the Space Center, that they heard that the Pope had officially announced that it was okay for Catholics to believe in UFOs.
Right.
Is that what it's all about?
I think it's that and the possibility of proselytization, you know, recruiting aliens as Catholics, that sort of thing, and to finance their planetarium.
Of course.
And since more and more people are, I hate to use the word believe, but accepting the reality or at least the possibility of UFOs, that helps remove some of the fear factor and makes it okay to be more vocal about it.
The Lord has spoken. The Pope says we can believe. Isn't that,
yes.
Isn't that crazy? And I can just see them trying to convert the aliens to Catholicism, you know, and they say, no, we want to speak to some Buddhists, actually. Let's go to Tibet and find the Dalai Lama.
Right.
Thank you, Michael Strainick, for that enlightening look, briefly as it was, of unidentified flying objects. You know, some people will be laughing, saying we're all crazy, but I've seen them, and we have experienced some pretty strange things. So.
Uh-huh.
All right. 2 weeks' time, Michael Strainick will be back. Thank you, Michael.
My pleasure.
By the way, if you're wondering what this next alien is singing, it's Weird Fishes. the Hermit. Thank you, Hermits. All of you. There's a lot of Hermits there, too, I tell you. If you remember a band called Big Tall Garden back in the late 80s, the 90s, yeah, well, that's most of the guys who play with the Hermit. And where did I put it? Here it is, right in front of me, of course. So in that song, you had a couple of interesting vocalists. We had Ashley Ball and Allison Chevernoha. And, of course, Hamish Thompson, John Fredrickson, and Dwayne Murin, all original Big Tall guys. And they've got a band called The Hermit. They've done a lot of stuff. That's called Turn Up the Stereo, the title of their latest CD. And just before that, we had Radiohead and Weird Fishes and Arpeggi. And don't forget to catch that band in later in August. They're playing again. Last time I saw Radiohead was at Thunderbird Stadium, and they're here again in late August. Good show. Okay, well, you're just chugging along here. We heard about the UFOs from Michael Strainick. Thank you so much for that. And what else we want to tell you? Oh, we've got a friendly reminder here to all hospital patients listening to Radio, especially if you're 70 or 80 years old. Remember, no acting up and causing a commotion, especially if you have a penknife in your hand, or we'll be sure to send the police in to taser you in your bed.
Went to the fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Took a look at my palm. She said, "A son, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a crystal ball. She said, "You're in love." How could that be so? I thought all the girls I know. She said, "When the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes." Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Left there in a hurry, looking forward to my big surprise. The next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I said I didn't see nobody. Why had she made a fool out of me? And then something struck me, as if it came from up above.
the Vermilion album. I put this together in 2005. Remixed and edited late 2006. And coming at you 2007. And oh yeah, my name is Torch, a.k.a. Mocha. Oh. So, without no further ado, let's go!
Yo, Torch, yeah, isn't that amazing? He started in 2005, and then they had to wait another year to get the darn thing cut, and then I don't play it till 2008. My God, Vermilion, you must be wondering what's going on, Mocha.
Sip the best select nectar, chilling in my neck of the woods, extra texture, like George Harrison. I'm aware that in my songs it sound like some sexual harassment. I mean harassment, that's how her ass went. The double bubble looking like it finna pop. Fit from a Honolulu mug and it's hot, and I love that I'm not saying nothing, do you cop? My back products, flood flow towards quick hits, like thick grits and sticks to your ribs. Messy eater need a bib, cause the funk's so sloppy, you need to clean exit. And it's a Sunday night, I might politely wanna run up in a yamp that grip me tightly, yeah. We got the filthy old moke back, the old smokestack, that's how he wrote that.
And it look good, that's a good look, man. Look good, Vermilion. Look good, that's a good look, man. Vermilion, it look good, that's a good look, man. Vermilion.
Got a plank drink to get help sit mud. Think to myself, shit's crud. When you're overplanned and you're overplanned, then it's over, man. Oh, my band, that's my own two hands in them. It's going out to you and your man's in them. And all the rap cliches, my knees shake. It's just doing me wrong, con, non-quantized. Supersize me, don't hit me with them small fries. All rise to the hymns and ting my ham. The shit, they tickle the trans brain stem. With the nasty super sublimation. The soup's on, sip some, cut the station. Radio was dead, people overstand. Don't stand out, put them handouts, think it over, man. It's like Grover Washington and yeah. To a bus at this very minute, you and that.
That's a good look, man. Vermilion, it look good, that's a good look.
Vermilion. There it is, folks, the title track of Mocha Only's CD that he started in 2005. And finally, in 2008, Long John Tanner gets to play it on his radio show at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Oh! You guys are always cluttering up the control room, but wait till Gary Kay gets here at 7:30. He's going to make a real mess. He's got computers. He's got iPods. He's got... Oh, and I figured out why my CD player wasn't working. Somebody had switched it over to B input. Oh, well. Daylight slaving time, just past the hour at 7. This show is live from UBC. It is streaming, actually, and it will be on a podcast as of sometime later tonight when I get home to my computer, my dear little Apple. Cyclists, hello, bicycle riders. Are you using the designated bike routes? Or are you foolishly cycling on the main road and endangering your health and your every limb and little toes, too? It's amazing how many people ride their bikes out in the main road and stay off the bike routes. You know, that's a safe place to go. Just like to remind you, we announced it 2 weeks ago, the Summer of Love returns to 4th Avenue on August 16th. We shut the street down. The buses can't get through, the cars can't, but people can. We've got two live stages. We've got lots of bands. We've got the Rhythm Vultures. We've got Kentish Steel. We've got Young and the Restless. The United Empire Loyalists, Brainchild, Delana Bowen, Ross Barrett, The Falcons. We've got the Northwest Company, maybe. We might even have Phil Smith and his Corsage Band, and maybe even Lee Stevens. But here's a band you haven't heard for a long time, and they're getting together for this memorable event on August 16th. Live on 4th Avenue, the Melodic Energy Commission. We'll be right back.
pictures of you.
Today, and I'm not sure if I'm going to make it or not, but I'm looking forward to it. Jordy, if you have that extra ticket, I think I might be in the mood for a little Robert Smith and The Cure. It's been a long time. Love that band. They're just amazing live. And that was Pictures of You by The Cure. Just before that, the Melodic Energy Commission performed Rider from Nemp-Net. And this is Don Zalaman and the Melodic Energy Commission will be gracing the stage at probably 4th and Vine on August 16th, part of the Summer of Love celebrations. By the way, just a little earlier on, I forgot to mention a song we played just before Mocha Only. That was Robert Plant and Alison Krauss doing Fortune Teller. Great old song, and maybe you heard the Stones do it live. Get your yah-yahs out, but do like Robert Plant's version there. And maybe you snub your nose at Led Zeppelin, but Plant's got a great voice, and actually it's a very interesting CD. Okay, well, so much for that. Did you know that rhubarb is a vegetable? Yes, and it's loaded with potassium and vitamins. So rhubarb is good for you, but just don't eat the leaves because they can be toxic. Just in case, you know, the kids are nibbling. Don't let them nibble the rhubarb leaves. Okay, the latest issue of Discorder magazine, yay, it's out with a big D for the month of June, or Joe, no, sorry, this is still May, isn't it? Okay, for the month of May, the merry month of May, and if you look in there, you'll see, yes, there it is, The Cure at GM Place on Monday the 26th, and on this coming Friday, Modest Mouse, The National, and REM are playing at Deer Lake Park. Pay attention.
took a plane, I took a train.
Who cares? You always end up in the city.
I said to Carl, look up for once.
See just how the sun sets in the sky.
I said to John, do you think the girls here
ever wonder how they got so pretty?
Oh, well, I do.
Look out upon the Marriott Harbor. Look out upon the Marriott Harbor. Look out upon the Marriott Harbor.
All the boys with their homemade microphones
have very interesting sounds.
All the girls falling to ruin, dropping out of school, breaking daddy's heart.
I walked into the local record store and asked for an American music anthology. It sounds fun.
They tore off my skirt and stuck it on the walls at PS1.
Love Dan Bajar. Yes, the Dan Bajar fan club salutes the new pornographers and Myriad Harbor. Just before that, it was, of course, Michael Stipe and R.E.M. Mr. Richards. I see in the paper that Amy O'Brien noted R.E.M.'s latest album is the loudest, most energetic, and urgent album the band has made in years, and you'll get a chance to hear them live this Friday at Deer Lake Park. The whole CD is great, actually, and I'm looking forward to seeing The National and Modest Mouse. Maybe we'll see you there, Deer Lake Park, this Friday. By the way, you know the good old saying, music soothes the savage beast? Well, the Society of Hypertension has reported that people with mild hypertension who listen to classical, Celtic, or Indian raga music for just 30 minutes a day for 1 month had significant reductions in their blood pressure. So, I don't know, it doesn't say anything about pop or rock or alternative music, but I think a little old rock, maybe some Eddie Cochran and maybe a Montreal band called Islands. Yeah, okay. Okay, that's it. Happy trails. Jolly John Tanner on Radio. See you in a couple of weeks.
I'm a having a nervous breakdown. From
middle shakedown. I see my hands how they shiver. Woo! I see my knees how they quiver. My whole body's in a tither. I'm a having a nervous breakdown. A physical check. I come to the conclusion you're a total wreck. I'm a having a nervous breakdown. A mental shakedown. I see my hands how they shiver. Woo! I see my knees how they quiver. My whole body's in a tether. I'm a having a nervous breakdown. No more running around with the usual crew. No more movies or staying out late.
But baby, have to find yourself another date.
I'm a having a nervous breakdown. My mental shakedown. I see my hands how they shiver.
Woo-wee.
I see my knees how they quiver. My whole body's in a tether. I'm a having a nervous breakdown.
Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.